From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, here we are. It's Friday. You've made it through your work week. Well done. We have a great show planned for you. Later in the show, we're going to connect with Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation. She's going to talk to us a little bit about the subsidies that NPR is getting. And the question is, should they? Really how to be really savvy about the places you're getting your news from. We'll go into more detail later in the hour. And then, of course, it's Friday. So Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates for our Friday financial update. You do not want to miss that. Brian, actually, I believe we have him on the calendar next Friday for a full hour. So make sure you're tuned in for that and stay with us later in the hour to get our weekly update from Brian. Right now, welcoming into studio a friend, Dina Day. She's the communications director at Faith Comes by Hearing, and she's brought a guest with her today, Alex Matthew, doing part of the great work at Faith Comes by Hearing. He's the director of Oral Bible Translation. Thank you both so much for taking the time to get us an update about the work being done at Faith Comes by Hearing.
Well, thank you, Steve. We are so excited to be here. And I think this is the first time I've gotten Alex here.
I think it is.
He is always around the world somewhere traveling and is doing working so hard to fulfill this mission. And there are so many exciting things going on right now at Faith Comes by Hearing. And oral Bible translation, which is Alex's expertise, is one of the biggest things that we've got going, and it's growing so fast and so much going on. So I wanted him to come and talk to you about it and to your listeners. It's a great time at Faith Comes by Hearing, and it's a great time to be at Faith Comes by Hearing, just speaking personally.
Well, I'm going to guess this question doesn't bushwhack Alex, because this is kind of his forte. Alex, how many oral translations of the Bible now do we have from Faith Comes by Hearing?
Thank you, Steve, for the invitation. It's great to be here with you this afternoon. Faith Comes by Hearing, about 10 years ago, produced a software called Render.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we use for oral Bible translation. So we have now Render OBT projects going on in about 311 languages globally.
Wow. Now, and I'm pretty sure this is connected. Did I not watch a documentary from Faith Comes by Hearing about this whole process? Which, if people have not gone to watch that documentary, first of all, with all the documentaries and content I've seen from Faith Comes by Hearing, quality production, quality written, compelling to watch that process and really what it takes from the beginning through the end of an oral Bible translation. And Alex, as best you can you walk us through that process and what it takes and really touch on why it's important that we provide, print is one thing, but just how important the oral Bible translation is.
When we look at the remaining Bible translation needs in the world today, we have about 1,260 more languages to go. And 99% of those languages are oral languages, oral speakers, and those languages have no orthography or a script to write down anything, including scripture. So bringing the oral people, training them up and equipping them how to do Bible translation, the oral methodology is one of the best. And you're talking about the last remaining languages for Bible translation. So through this process of oral Bible translation using Render, you train them and walk them through all the processes of Bible translation so that they themselves are trained, equipped to do Bible translation into their own mother tongues. And it has been very, very successful.
And it's, what I'm talking about from watching the documentary, it's really quite a team and quite a process. And what really stood out to me was how seriously it's taken, how it should be, that for accuracy and different input and check and double check and triple check. If you can kind of, although in spite of the fact I'm going to try to draw this out of Alex orally, I really would encourage a listener to go to the Faith Comes By Hearing website and find the documentary.
Yes, there are two. Actually, there's one Matchstick and Every Nation. And you can find them both, links to both of them, or on our YouTube channel as well. Or you can go to faithcomesbyhearing.com.
Yeah, I watched one Matchstick, you know, would it come out like a couple, almost 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm, almost.
Yeah. The other you mentioned?
Every Nation.
Yeah, that's the one I more recently watched. Just did a great job of making it clear how much work is put into this. But for those who may not be aware, Alex, if you could kind of share some of how the team is put together and how they're prepared and walk through that process.
Yeah, usually in a oral translation project, the team makeup is that you have four mother tongue translators. They are native speakers of the language. And then two translation advisors who provides exegesis to the translators. And, of course, train somebody to use the computers that are provided. And usually the machines that we provide are touch screen and icon driven. So even if you can't read, you touch the icon and you know, and then the icon changes color. So it's color coded. So when a task has to be done, a particular color comes up and you touch it. And when the task is completed, the icon color changes. So it's very much, the software is done very much keeping the oral communicators in mind. So there's very less words in using the software. So the process of translation is that the translation advisors provide the exegesis of the passage that they are translating. And once the exegesis is provided, the mother tongue translators internalize that passage. So internalization is the process where they may act it out. They may do some storing or storyboarding. In some cases, they would, if it's appropriate with the culture, they would just sing it out, no, as a poem, so that they have mental hooks at the end of the day how to give a good oral narration of that passage that they are translating. So once the initial draft, we call it the draft, once the draft is done, then it goes to the community for the community's input into the Bible translation. And community's input is important because we are talking not only about accuracy, which you mentioned, we are also talking about the clarity and naturalness of the Bible translation that is done in the context of that language and culture. And once the process of community check is over, it goes to a certified translation consultant to consult the entire scripture that they have translated. So the consultant ensures that it is accurate translation of God's word into the target language that we are working on. And the consultant, of course, gives feedback to the translators and to the exegetes. And finally, once it is accurate, clear, and natural translation, then the consultant approves that translation to be released into the community. So that's the entire process. If I could summarize it that for you.
No, that's the Reader's Digest of the of the documentary that we watched. And actually, Dina or Alex, if you could help me remember. Where on the web? Now, the website, by the way, is faithcomesbyhearing.com.
Correct.
And then where do we navigate to?
Right there, that banner on top says
Every Nation, Learn More.
So that's the one. And it's it really does give a really an inside look at World Bible Translation and just how important this is to our mission and, you know, and the mission of every Great Commission type ministry or, you know, our partners as well. As Alex is explaining, it's these oral Bible translations, this process is a fairly new technology, you know, the past 10 years. And it is just, you know, growing by leaps and bounds. And we still do traditionally for more than 50 years, you know, Faith Comes By Hearing has been providing scripture recordings. And so we still do audio Bibles with a traditional way of our recording teams going out and and recording the Bible, recording the New Testament, recording the Gospel in a translation that's already been finished. Like, for example, like our partners Wycliffe or some of the Bible translation agencies. But as Alex was pointing out, this process is what's going to make it happen for all the people still waiting on their language to have an audio Bible in their language, because maybe it's not a big enough people group, or maybe they're in really, you know, remote and restricted areas. And so this is, instead of Alex was referring, I'm sorry, Alex, I keep talking about you. I'll let you talk about yourself. But as he was referring to, he did a, in India, where he is a native and his wife as well, they, before they came to Faith Comes by Hearing, they spent 19 years translating the New Testament.
Yeah, Steve, in this whole process of oral Bible translation, we also discovered certain things. So you have the established model of Bible translation, which takes years and years. And it took my wife and me about 19 years to do the New Testament in the language we worked. But in oral Bible translation with the render, what we discovered is that you can do a gospel translation in 12 months. Mm. You can do a New Testament in 5 to 6 years. And you save a lot of time because the native people are trained, and you don't need an orthography to write the language. You can do an audio-to-audio Bible translation. Mm. So that is very, very significant, and that is really what you call propelling the whole world of Bible translation in a very different way. So I mentioned about the Bible translations happening with Render, which is about 300 languages. But globally, with other methodologies of oral Bible translation, there are over 800 oral Bible translation work happening. And this is truly amazing. It has all developed in the last few years, you know? And it's truly amazing.
Well, and being part of that translation, I mean, I just can't imagine the stories you have about people who are hearing the Word of God for the very first time. I mean, I think it's something that, quite honestly, in America, we kind of take for granted. I mean, people grow up and hear, they may reject or they may ignore, but they hear the gospel.
Absolutely. See, in the established model, you have to finish a book like a Gospel of Luke or Mark or the entire New Testament for them to be made available. Mm-hmm. But in oral Bible translation, you can give them sections of passages that are translated and consultant checked, and you can immediately release it into the community. You don't even have to wait for the entire Luke to be completed or Mark to be completed. The section of scripture, so it's a beautiful thing. And in many communities we work, they do phone-to-phone transfer of scripture, and it has made viral the whole community. We have a community that we work in Bangladesh. The total population is only about 7,000 people. And there is a nominal church in the community, and only the elders were speaking the language. The young generation had almost given up. But the church asked for a oral translation process to be initiated, which we initiated in 2020 during the COVID year. And what happened is that as they translated the scripture, the whole community got excited about their own mother tongue. Because what Bible translation does is you're not only giving God's word, you're also giving them back the dignity of the language, which they have lost because of oppression or whatever happened. So they now feel proud, oh, this is my language. And the young guys who had practically grown up not speaking the language are learning their language, because it is their part of their identity as speakers of the language. And the beautiful thing I heard is that whenever there is a cultural program happening in the community, they would invite these mother tongue speakers who are translators in the project saying, come. So, share what you translated. And they have kind of become the cultural heroes in the language community. And it has brought back a lot of pride, back in the community as a result of this translation effort.
Yeah, I love the words that you're using in there and how important the pride and dignity as part of ministry. A couple things before I leave behind. For anyone, what I see, this is much more simple than what Faith Comes by Hearing does. But if you've ever seen the movie Amistad, in the movie they're given a Bible that has illustrations, Very, you know, it just reminded me very much what you're talking about, what's being used, where people don't need to be able to read, to be able to understand and be given the truth in other ways other than, you know, script. Very reminiscent to me of what I remember seeing in that movie. I never, you know, and that's part of history. I mean, if you know that story, which, by the way, if you've never seen the movie, what a great movie, essentially sharing the gospel. The other thing I wanted to connect with, and it's something we've talked about when visiting with Faith Comes By Hearing in the past, the oral Bible translation and its place in Vision 2033, to remind our listeners about this vision.
Absolutely. I mean, Dina mentioned that our established methodology of going into a text Bible translation being done and then a recording being done. So we have, that is the large corpus of our data of Bible recordings that we have. But when you look at Vision 2033, we are kind of attacking the issue from two opposite ends. One is the historical traditional recordings we have done for text Bible translation. So that's one methodology of doing recordings of scripture. The other is oral Bible translation, because the end product of an oral Bible translation through Render is an audio Bible too. So last year it was beautiful that the language recording department of Faith Comes By Hearing recorded like 160 languages they recorded. And then OBT tackled the same issue with Bible-less languages, and we did about 160 languages together. So it's kind of a multiplication effort, you know, when we tackle the problem from two opposite ends, but for the same goal of Vision 2033.
Many hands make light work.
Absolutely.
Well, I wanted to just, and that brings us to a grand total of 2,059 languages, scripture in 2,059 languages. So we, you know, we build on that each month as the recordings get finished up and produced and released. And I think when I emailed you back about, we had just passed our 2,000th language in Malaysia, which was an oral Bible translation project. And we've, since then, we've done 59 more.
Keeping busy. You know, one of the things I want to make clear to the listening audience that hears this, and I'm smiling when I hear about it, because, you know, we're just hearing about the gospel being continued to be spread to these languages and people that haven't heard it yet. And it does, you know, it doesn't just happen through osmosis. There's a lot of people at work, and although the translations that are being provided, you know, people aren't, you know, the people receiving it aren't being charged for it. So you could say it's free, but there's a cost. And let me make sure that the listener knows there's a place if they want to come alongside Faith Comes By Hearing. There's a place for them to do that. It is a nonprofit organization, and on their website at faithcomesbyhearing.com. It's very simple to find. At the top of the page on the right side, just click on Give, and you can set up a one-time gift or recurring giving. Pray about what you'll do to help the Oral Bible Translation continue the work that Alex is doing. And, of course, Dina, the work you do to make sure we're getting here on the radio to talk about it, make sure people know about it. But go and find out more about that. Anything on the, before we wrap it up, anything on the horizon that we want to make sure to let the listener know about?
Alex has some very exciting news that he just told me right before we came over here concerning the funding of oral Bible translation.
Yes, we are now funding like 166 oral Bible translation projects globally, and we feel it is a very important part of our work. So starting next month, there is a matching fund that's being set up for oral Bible translation for up to $1 million. So if people would give into it, then we have a donor who will give the matching fund. And that will really help us to accelerate the work of oral Bible translation, that faith comes by hearing.
Well, okay, so let's be strategic about this, okay? You're listening on the 19th of April, and the match on that $1 million doesn't start until May 1st. So here's what you have
to come back on May 1st.
Well, we can replay this.
Okay.
Between now and May 1st, I would encourage you to pray about your involvement and see what the Lord puts on your heart to financially come alongside Faith Comes by Hearing. And, you know, I want to say this, too, because as someone who's worked in ministry for decades myself, yes, go and, you know, consider your financial gift and involvement that way. But, you know, please remember, too, that those in ministry covet not only financial support, but your prayers and your words of encouragement. How much it means to hear from those that are seeing the impact of the ministry. Do not grow weary in doing what is right. And that's part of how you as the body of Christ can help any ministry, but we're talking about Faith Comes by Hearing, to reach out to them. You can contact them through their website as well, faithcomesbyhearing.com. Alex, Dina, we're out of time, but I so much not only appreciate the time you take to come here and update us, but to encourage our listeners to find out more about what... And listen, we just touched on a small part of what Faith Comes by Hearing. You could spend a couple hours easily on the website going through and seeing the different videos and information that's available and the different places that they reach with what they do. And I think I mentioned, you know, this homegrown, this New Mexican Faith Comes by Hearing goes back... decades to what some of us remember, Hosanna.
Right. 1972. So
yeah,
we're entering 52 years, more than 52 yeah. years.
Well, thanks again. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. All right. Hey, stay with us. Coming up, we're going to catch up with Genevieve Wood at Heritage Foundation. Remember, heritage.org and DailySignal.com, that's the news outlet for Heritage Foundation. We're going to tell you about one of the stories found there when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.